Welcome to the Science Signaling Podcast for July 24th, 2012. I'm Annalisa Van Hook, and today I'm speaking with David Kirsch and Chunglung Lee about a transcription factor that can help protect the mouse heart from radiation-induced injury. Radiation breaks chemical bonds and creates reactive ions that can damage the proteins, nucleic acids, and other constituents of cells. High doses of radiation can kill cells, particularly those that are rapidly dividing, like tumor cells. And so that's why ionizing radiation is regularly used to treat cancers. Radiation therapy focuses on the tumor, but nearby tissues are inevitably exposed to some amount of radiation and can be damaged. Radiation therapy can cause various side effects that may occur long after treatment, such as fibrosis, heart disease, or even secondary cancers. Understanding how cells protect themselves from radiation damage is therefore important for understanding how these side effects occur and for devising ways to prevent or treat them. Lee and Kirsch have studied radiation-induced injury to the heart, focusing specifically on the vasculature of the heart and the role of a transcription factor called P53. Previous studies had established that P53 promotes damage to the heart after various types of injury and stress. However, Lee and Kirsch have found that P53 functions in the vasculature to protect cells from radiation-induced damage. They join me by telephone from Duke University Medical Center in Durham, North Carolina. Welcome, Dr. Kirsch, Dr. Lee.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Thank you for having us.
David, radiation therapy is used to treat different types of cancers that occur in different parts of the body. Why did you focus specifically on radiation damage to the heart?
There's been a lot of epidemiological studies that have been done that have shown that people that are exposed to radiation can have injury to the heart after receiving the treatment. This includes studies of childhood survivors of cancer, as well as patients that have been treated for breast cancer, particularly to the left side where the heart is exposed to radiation, as well as survivors of the atomic bomb blasts in Japan. And so it's an important question is how radiation affects the heart and causes long-term cardiac injury.
Does the heart seem to be more susceptible to damage from radiation than other tissues?
No. Many different types of normal tissues can be injured with radiation. It depends on the radiation dose and also the volume of the organ that's treated, and it depends on the specific organ.
What types of heart problems have been linked to irradiation?
So from the epidemiological studies, it's clear that patients after receiving radiation of the heart be at increased risk for heart attacks or myocardial infarction. In addition, some patients can have inflammation of the lining of the heart called the pericardium. We call that pericarditis. And some patients can also develop problems with the valves of the heart following radiation therapy.
In this study, you were specifically focusing on the vasculature of the heart. How does radiation damage those blood vessels?
Well, there's some older literature using models of rabbits and also rats that suggested that the microvasculature could be damaged by radiation. And more recently, there have been studies that have suggested that radiation therapy could promote atherosclerosis and thereby promote coronary artery disease. And so I think a contemporary understanding of radiation-induced heart disease is that there can be contributions from radiation injury through both mechanisms.
Tumor suppressor P53 is a transcription factor that helps protect cells from DNA damage by stopping the cell cycle when a cell is damaged or stressed. And P53 can either induce or suppress cell death depending on the context, the type of cell and the type of stress and the severity of the stress. What's known about the role of P53 in heart tissue and in blood vessels, or specifically in the case of irradiation in the heart?
So most experiments that have been done previously to study the role of P53 in the heart used mice lacking P53 in the whole animal. So results from those animal studies show that in the heart, loss of P53 protects cardiac injury from different types of stress, including pressure overload and doxorubicin-induced oxidative stress. In other words, in those models, P53 promotes onset of heart disease caused by the stress I just mentioned. However, radiation is a different type of stress and causes heart disease through distinct mechanisms. Therefore, the role of P53 in regulating radiation-induced heart disease is unknown. As David just mentioned, damage to the vasculature has been suggested as an underlying mechanism of radiation-induced heart disease. Therefore, that's the reason that in this paper, we focus on the role of p53 in regulating response to radiation in endothelial cells in mice. Results from cell culture studies to address these questions are inconclusive. Some studies suggest that in endothelial cells, p53 functions as a pro-survival or pro-death factor. For example, some reports suggest that using small molecule inhibitors of p53 can increase the viability of human umbilical vein endothelial cells. In contrast, others have reported that mouse aortic endothelial cells lacking p53 are sensitive to radiation, suggesting that p53 functions to protect endothelial cells against radiation. Because endothelial cells dysfunction appears to play a crucial role in initiating radiation-induced myocardial injury, we decided to clarify how p53 regulates the radiation response of cardiac endothelial cells in mice using genetically engineered mice with endothelial cell-specific deletion of p53.
So you knocked out p53 specifically in the endothelial cells, the cells that line the blood vessels in mice, and then looked at how those mice responded to radiation in terms of heart damage. What did knocking out p53 in the endothelial cells do to the heart's response to radiation damage?
So we used two different approaches to delete p53 in endothelial cells using different strains of transgenic mice. And what we observed was that when we treated these mice with whole heart irradiation, the mice became sick 1 to 2 months after delivering the radiation. And together with our colleagues in cardiology, we performed echocardiography of the mice, and we could see that the hearts became enlarged, and they also had systolic dysfunction, so they had trouble squeezing and pumping out blood.
What causes the enlarged heart?
Well, we saw that the enlarged heart was due to damage to the heart muscle itself, that there were areas of death in the heart or necrosis that caused the heart to get bigger.
The damage to the heart, the parts of the heart where the tissue was dying, was that a result of decreased blood flow to those areas?
I think so. I think that our data support that as a mechanism, that the initial effect of the radiation was to damage the microvasculature, and that resulted in loss of blood flow to the myocardium, which then caused death of the myocardium.
Did you look into how p53 might be functioning in those endothelial cells to protect the heart from radiation-induced injury?
Yes, we did extensive studies both at the histological level and with experiments where we injected dextrans that could leak out of the vessels. And we also performed in vitro experiments for mechanistic studies by isolating cardiac endothelial cells with various genetic mutations. What we found was that prior to the mice becoming sick and developing necrosis throughout the myocardium, was that the blood vessels were decreased in number and that they became leaky and that areas of the heart had hypoxia, which then developed into necrosis. And the mechanism by which this happened is likely due to a target of p53. p53 functions as a transcription factor to regulate the expression of many genes, including the cyclin-dependent kinase inhibitor p21. And when we looked both in mice or in cells lacking p21, we found that they phenocopied mice lacking p53 specifically in the endothelial cells. And so these experiments implicated the P21 gene as a target of P53 in regulating this process.
How does that expression of P21 protect the endothelial cells from dying?
From our in vitro studies, where we irradiated either cardiac endothelial cells lacking P53 or P21, we saw that those cells underwent an inappropriate entry and exit through mitosis with damaged DNA. And so we think that the cell cycle arrest that occurs following radiation through a P53-P21 signaling axis is important for preventing inappropriate cell proliferation when there are still significant amounts of DNA damage.
So that gives the cells time to pause and repair the damage before they go on proliferating.
Yes, I think so.
And these studies were done in mice. Do your findings in the mice help explain the pathology of radiation-induced heart damage that's observed in humans?
Well, our findings provide genetic evidence that endothelial cells play a critical role in regulating radiation-induced injury to the heart. We demonstrate that damage in the myocardial vasculature result in cardiac ischemia and myocardial hypoxia, which leads to systolic dysfunction and heart failure. Previous histological studies of radiation-induced heart disease in other animals, such as rabbits and rats, suggest that loss of cardiac endothelial cells preceded damage to cardiomyocytes. However, the role of the vasculature in mediating radiation-induced heart disease has been controversial because it has been difficult to separate injury to the vasculature from the injury to the cardiomyocytes. In our study, using genetically engineered mice with endothelial cell-specific deletion of p53, we demonstrate that damage to the vasculature is sufficient to cause radiation-induced heart disease.
It helps to address the question of cause and effect a little bit better. Better than you can do in just observing what's wrong with a human heart.
That's right. And in human patients treated for left-sided breast cancer, there's good data from imaging studies that there's decreased blood flow to areas of the heart that receive moderate to high doses of radiation. And so our studies implicate the P53-P21 signaling pathway in regulating that injury.
If these processes of vascular damage leading to further heart damage are the same in humans as in mice, does that have any implications for how we might be able to reduce damage in the setting of radiation that's used as therapy?
Well, I think that our work may have implications in two areas. One is that there's some excitement in the field of oncology with using inhibitors of cyclin-dependent kinases or inhibitors of kinases that regulate cell cycle arrest as a way to try to kill more cancer cells or to improve the therapeutic ratio of radiation therapy. And our work would raise some caution that it's possible that these kinds of approaches, if the radiation field includes the heart, could exacerbate radiation injury if it blocked the cell cycle arrests through the P53-P21 pathway. On the flip side, our results suggest that if we had ways to protect the cardiac microvasculature from radiation injury, we might be able to prevent late effects in the heart from radiation therapy.
Is there any reason to think that your results with P53 in the heart vasculature are specific to the heart vasculature, or could these mechanisms that you've described also be at work in other organs that could be damaged by irradiation?
That's a really good question. We are certainly interested in looking at other organs where the vasculature could play an important role in radiation injury. We had looked at early time points for radiation injury in the small intestine and did not see an effect of deleting P53 on radiation-induced injury to the small intestine over a matter of weeks. But some of our preliminary data suggests that in the long term, deleting P53 from the vasculature in the small intestine could also put the small bowel at risk for late effects of radiation therapy. That's another important complication of radiation therapy to the abdomen. And that's an area in the future where we're going to investigate further.
Dr. Kirsch, Dr. Lee, thank you for speaking with me.
You're welcome. It was a pleasure.
You're welcome.
That was Chung-Lung Lee and David Kirsch, authors of a paper published in the July 24th issue of Science Signaling. That paper by Lee and colleagues is titled P53 Functions in Endothelial Cells to Prevent Radiation-Induced Myocardial Injury in Mice. And that wraps up this Science Signaling podcast. If you have any questions or suggestions, you can write to us at sciencesignalingeditors@aaas.org. This show is a production of Science Signaling and of AAAS, Advancing Science, Serving Society. I'm Annalisa Van Hook, and on behalf of Science Signaling and its publisher, the American Association for the Advancement of Science, thanks for listening.